I still do not know how Crazy with a K, Kash Patel, is still the FBI director after the repeated mistakes during every single tentpole event. After Charlie Kirk was assassinated, which honestly was a tragedy, it was like a public execution in front of a bunch of people, Kash Patel touched down at Utah Valley University and freaked out over a jacket. They call him Small Jacket Kash Patel. There are a bunch of nicknames, but on a serious note, there are reports that the FBI is utterly rudderless. There is no leadership and it is a mess. This is an organization that is supposed to keep us safe and quell terrorist threats, both domestically and abroad in some capacity, and yet the FBI is led by somebody who is incompetent. As Izzy points out right here, Kash Patel is totally incompetent and needs to be fired. He's gutted the FBI and turned most of what's left into a rabid political agency targeting Trump's enemies. He's a total failure. Adam Cochran points out, Kash Patel gutted the FBI. DHS gutted the domestic terror divisions and put this 22-year-old with no experience in charge of CP3, leading the, quote, Terrorism Prevention Center. What have we seen over the past 24 to 48 hours? A massive increase in domestic terrorism because this 22-year-old is not capable. Even if the 22-year-old were capable, he can't be enough of a backstop for Kash Patel's absolutely awful leadership. Remember the reports of Kash Patel flying his girlfriend around in government jets using our taxpayer dollars, using SWAT teams to protect his girlfriend, using our taxpayer dollars so that SWAT teams could drive his girlfriend's friends home from the bar while they're drunk. This reads, Kash Patel redirected all resources to focus on illegals instead of homegrown gun crime. So did the 22-year-old who is in charge of the Terrorism Prevention Center. America's institutions are run by incompetent sycophants who care more about headlines and political ideology than keeping you safe. They are more likely to take action against a pride flag than against an extremist with a gun. Many delusional Trump voters voted for him to, quote, keep America safe. But when departments are led by loyalty oaths and incompetence, innocent people lose their lives. That brings us on to our main story from the Daily Beast titled MAGA Melts Down at Keystone Cash Over Ivy League Shooting Probe. Remember, sometimes the internet buries this type of content. If you want to help boost this pro-democracy message, drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below so we can punch back at MAGA Media. The FBI director has repeatedly come under fire for a series of bungled incidents. This reads, MAGA supporters are melting down over Kash Patel's handling of the investigation into the deadly Ivy League shooting, blasting him for perceived delays in naming a person of interest in custody in connection with the shooting. This was after the President of the United States falsely claimed that the guy was in custody, but then had to retract his own statement. Dozens of far-right pro-Trump accounts took to the comment section Sunday of the FBI director's update. Why are you being so tight-lipped about the identity and nationality of the shooter?
It is still early hours in the incident that occurred at Brown today, and so please understand that it's important for us to share what details we do have to the community because there's a lot of fear and anxiety and unfortunately already some misinformation, but this is very early hours. And so please know that some of these details may be subject to change, that this investigation is ongoing. We will be as transparent as we can in the hours to come and we'll provide regular updates, but we're going to share what we do know at this time. But
Mayor Smiley of this Providence has shown good leadership.
Please bear with us as we know sometimes these details shift as the investigation progresses. Sadly, today is a day that the city of Providence and the state of Rhode Island prayed would never come. We've heard about horrific acts of gun violence and active shooter situations in other places, but not here. But this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we received a call. 4:05 was when the initial call came in to Brown University of a report of an active shooter. I can confirm that there are two individuals who have died this afternoon, and there are another 8 in critical status, though stable, at Rhode Island Hospital. Those are the only injuries or casualties that we know at this time.
And really quickly, a huge thank you to IndieCloud for making this video possible. To any audience members who are looking to relax over the holiday season, I highly urge you to check out IndieCloud. If you're over the age of 21 and you are just stuck in the monotony of daily work and you are tired and you just want to chill when it gets cold outside, I highly recommend IndieCloud. It is my go-to online cannabis dispensary when I need to quiet the constant headlines and the constant work. They've got gummies, curated flower, pre-rolls, and now they have these zero-calorie, zero-sugar THC sodas. It's all incredibly legal, federally legal, lab-tested, DEA-certified, and it ships to your place discreetly. I use it a lot for travel. Sometimes when I'm on these 7 or 8 day trips in different cities, I need help falling asleep. I use it when I want to watch a movie. I use it when I want to chill out. So go to inda.shop/mockler and use code mockler for 25% off plus free shipping. Again, inda.shop/mockler. You can find it below this video. Code mockler, you can get 25% off. Thank you. So a lot of white nationalist far-right accounts took to Kash Patel's replies asking him, quote, "Why are you so tight-lipped about the identity and nationality of the shooter?" Trying to imply that this is some, I don't know, brown person, some Muslim. We don't know the identity. It says, "Director Patel, tens of millions have supported you at the highest level, but we are extremely disappointed in the results after almost a year. We are tired of not going after the big players from the deep state. We know who they are. Name the suspect," a third MAGA supporter more bluntly put it. Dubbed Keystone Cash after the bumbling police troop of a silent movie fame, Patel has sustained criticism over his leadership of the FBI since assuming his post earlier in February. Let me remind you, there were many reports that Donald Trump was considering firing Cash Patel heading into the 1 year mark. We are now heading into 11 months, so we'll see over the next 90 days or so if Donald Trump cleans house with some of the more unfavorable people in his admin, which would realistically be Cash Patel, Pete Hegseth, RFK Jr. has lost a lot of popularity, and then Donald Trump and J.D. Vance obviously at the center of the cabinet still. Much of the backlash has stemmed from his perceived mishandling of several high-profile investigations, most notably the hunt for the man accused of killing far-right activist Charlie Kirk at a Utah campus. I mean, just look at this. Let's take a look at the post. Cash Patel said an update on the FBI response. He gives, I don't know, a well-written, more professional update than you'd expect. In the replies coming from right-wingers, why hasn't the description of the name of the suspect been released? Was anything said before the shooting started? What kind of student group was targeted? Here's friend of the show, Wu-Tang. Glad you got your cute jacket, showing his photos. I mean, I love how he has to have the photos of him in the FBI jacket. Wow, wow. Why wasn't any of this done on September 2nd? Weird how you couldn't do all that for Charlie Kirk. A lot of people are not happy. Can we have a description of the suspect? What could have happened to trigger the shooting? How on earth is there no video of the attackers? If he yelled what everyone thinks he yelled, you have an obligation to let us know it was a terroristic type of attack. There are reports that he yelled Allahu Akbar, but those were just rumors that popped up in random social media. Cash Patel is actually for once doing the responsible thing. Doing the responsible thing by not immediately jumping to conclusions and actually doing the investigation. Someone said, inquiring minds have questions. Why wasn't this done for the Kirk assassination? We'll continue to provide updates as the situation goes on. Keystone Cash is not having a good time lately. I love all of you and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.